It's time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Image and Things, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, and The Locker Room. Now let's head courtside with our own Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Tim Tibbs, and good evening, everyone, from Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mountain Home High School, as we are proud to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball with this doubleheader, that is. And we will start with the girls' portion of our broadcast as we welcome you into the Arvest Bank pregame show. The Mountain Home Bombers and Lady Bombers both getting ready to take on the Eagle teams from Valonia for the second time this season. In this girls' matchup, Mountain Home comes into the game with an overall record of 11-10. They are currently 4-3 in the 6A-5A-2 district. And, boy, the Lady Bombers are looking to capitalize off a big victory over this past Friday night over at Batesville. The Lady Bombers needed double overtime to get that victory, but they were able to pull it off and hand the Lady Pioneers their first district loss of the season. 76-73, the final score of that game, giving the Lady Bombers who won that game in double OT. As for Valonia, they are tied with Batesville for the lead in the district standings, 18-3 overall, 6-1 in district play. The Lady Eagles' last game was this past Friday night as well. They picked up a 9-point win over Morrilton. Now, the first matchup between these two teams was actually exactly 25 days ago, January 5th, to be exact. The Lady Bombers lost that game, and 27-21. It was a game that really neither team shot the ball well on, so you know both teams are going to try to look to improve on that. And unfortunately for Mountain Home, they got a little bit of bad news right now. Looks like Mally Tabor will not be in the lineup for tonight. She is suffering a little bit of a knee injury. And don't know all the details. She is expected to get an MRI in the near future. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineup in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Valonia in a little bit. You're listening to the Arvest Bank pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Patterson.
We welcome you back to the Arvest Bank pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Homes girls getting ready to take on Valonia in this first game of our doubleheader. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. We'll start with Valonia first. They're the visiting team, so they'll be wearing their road reds tonight. Again, 18-3 overall, 6-1 in district, and coached by 17th-year head coach Alvin Riley. They'll be going with two freshmen, actually, in the starting lineup, Lauren Patterson at 5'6", and Lancey Mears at 5'5". Paige Kelly, she is a 5'10 sophomore, and then two seniors to round out the starting lineup. Leah Cash at 5'5", and Kenna Beatty at 5'6". For Mountain Home, again, they are 11-10 overall, 4-3 in the district, wearing their home whites tonight and coached by Dell Leonard. They will be going with Hannah Pfeiffer, a 5'8 senior, a 5'4 junior in Peyton Husky. Riley Walker, she is a 5'4 senior, and Anna Grace Foreman, a 6'2 sophomore, and then rounding out the starting lineup is Emma Martin, a 5'7 sophomore. Again, Ann Mally Taylor does not look like she's going to be in the lineup for tonight's action. That's going to wrap up the RBS Bank pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Valonia coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees.